Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight via the World Wide Web, smartphones, and landlines.
Welcome to the very first Relationships 360 Degrees episode of 2014. So happy to be back and in good spirits, but oh my God, it's so cold. It is cold. I've just been thinking about how cold it's been for the past 3 days, and I swear I felt my thighs freeze this morning while I was waiting for the bus to take me to the train in Manhattan. I'm telling you, it's crazy out there, but hopefully you guys are keeping warm and finding out ways, discovering ways to do that. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio and on Relationships 360. My guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching, positive, long-lasting relationships. And that was The Past featuring Shalique that you just heard at the top of the show. And joining me tonight is expert guest Cherie, who is the author of What Are You Bringing to the Table? It's a female empowerment book. She and I will talk about why it's important to take responsibility for the missteps and mistakes you may have made in life, in your past, and specifically in relationships, and how you can actually turn these missteps and lessons into lessons which can teach you how to become more successful at life and in love in the future. Cherie, thanks for joining us for an unprecedented third time on Relationships 360.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Did you know that you're the only guest that has appeared on Relationships 360 more than twice?
Yes.
So, you know, obviously I think very, very highly, you know, of you. And, you know, I recently read your book, What Are You Bringing to the Table? And I'm telling you, it blew me away. Essentially, you know, it's a book, a Christian-inspired self-improvement book, primarily aimed at women who are dealing with abuse and past and failed relationships. And I believe the purpose that you intended is to, you know, to help them to heal, become stronger women and better potential partners with something worthy to bring to the relationship table. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about your book? And hopefully I'm right, you know, on target in terms of what your intention was for the book.
Absolutely. I wanted to make sure that we don't point fingers at what the guy needs to bring to the table, because I know that we get together with our ladies' nights and we say that we want this guy to look like Idris Elba and, you know, have seven figures and all these things, but we have to focus on what we bring to the table. Are we anyone's dream girl? So I wanted to make sure that I put that focus on women. Let's start here first. We can't control what they do. We can control what we do.
Wow, seven figures. I mean, I'd be, you know, lucky to get six. So, wow, really, really aiming high. And, you know, but if that's what the person wants and needs, of course they need to bring that to the table themselves, I think is, you know, kind of what you're getting at, you know, in the book. And, you know, in the book you also have a chapter titled Taking Responsibility for Your Past, which is what inspired this show tonight. Why did you decide to include this chapter in the book, and how does it fit into the overall book theme?
I felt that we like to skip over what happened to us as children, as teenagers and young adults and all of that. We skip over that, and that's where it starts, because you're groomed. You already have this mindset when you enter into your relationship. So if you were abused as a child, we can't afford to skip over that and talk about how to please your man. No, we have to go back to what happened, and are you still being affected by that? And so I felt this was so necessary. It should have been the first chapter probably, because it's so crucial that we deal with our past.
Excellent. And, you know, I was playing Shalique, his song, The Past. I really, really like that song, actually. In the video, he tells his love interest, and in the song, he tells his love interest that he hates it when she brings up the past. And, you know, isn't that true, Cherie, that so many people just want to brush over their past, hide it, pretend it never happened? why is dealing with it, you know, so important?